Hello there, Beatles fans. Steve here, bringing you On This Day in History with the Fab Four from Liverpool. Yes, indeed, we are. Yes, right now. This is it. This is the programme that everybody is talking about. Yes. Well, I am, anyway. If you can sort of notice that my voice is completely rubbish today, I do apologise. I've done a lot of talking today. So let's check out what happened with the Fab Four on this day in history. October the 19th, indeed. Well, in 1961, listen to this because it's really good. The Beatles, yeah? And Jerry and the Pacemakers, you know? They played a gig together and they were in one group and the group was called the Beat Makers. This was in Litherland Town Hall. Pretty cool, if you ask me. In 1965, the Beatles' film Help opened in Sweden. Opened what in Sweden, I want to know. They opened something, anyway. A present. Well, I don't know. In 1998, the fifth Beatle, Mr. George Martin, retired from the music business. He's very posh, George Martin. Hey, yes, he's... Talks like this, yes, he's very posh, yes. Fantastic chap, though. Indeed. In 2004, Yoko Ono's album, Every Man, Every Woman, was released. And finally, in 2010, George Harrison's Collaborations album was released. That was in 2010. And I'm afraid nothing else happened on this day in history. It's just one of those days where it was really quiet, you know, and nothing happened. So there's nothing for me to talk about, really. I could sing a song. Shall I sing a song? I don't think I will. I don't think you'd like it. So that's basically it, you know? Excuse me. So we shall return when we next have a day when something happened, basically. Because there's no point me sitting here talking when nothing happened. No. What's the point in that, Pilar? Now, you see, Pilar hasn't got a clue either. So there we go. On this day in history with the Beatles, on this day, nothing happened. So what can we do? Nothing indeed. If you have a favourite moment from the history of the Beatles, sort of coming up, maybe it's next Tuesday or Wednesday or something, please write in and we can mention it. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.